Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. Thank you, Elgin. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I am Dougie Almeida. I'm your host today. It's January 28th, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, how are you, everybody?
And Elgin David.
What is up?
Who's about to have a baby boy any minute.
Any minute
now. I mean, not him. I mean, right, but his wife. And so we may get a call, so we're gonna use him while we can. He's gonna
in
be
what
here.
Way?
Well,
off camera.
Yeah, the only way we know how.
Hey, this is funny, the three of us back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back together again.
The Dream Team is back.
So sentimental. Big shout out, first, before we start the show, open the show, I want to say a big thanks to Mike Ellis for booking me out in the Carolinas last weekend. Had a great show at the Flat Rock, the Artisan. East Flat Rock.
Cool.
In North Carolina. Had a great time there. Had a great show. And after the show, it was like 20 degrees out, and it was raining.
You sound sick, man.
Yeah. It was raining, and I had to run out to the car.
Oh, man.
And I woke up on Thursday morning. I've missed my... I was supposed to be on the radio, calling the radio for the show on Saturday at the Abbeville Opera House, which was unbelievable. And I couldn't call because I couldn't even breathe.
Oh, man.
You know, when you're stuffed up, like, and I woke up, you know, I had my mouth was dry. I gave the Sandman head. And I just woke up and forgot, and I just completely... So Thursday and Friday, I just spent the whole time in my hotel.
Wow.
You know,
eating.
And I got...
Drinking cough syrup and stuff, or what?
Coffee.
Did you buy Robitussin?
Yeah, did you go to, like, CVS or somewhere?
I didn't even want to leave the house, because it was, like, 20 degrees out.
Oh, right.
You're not used to that shit.
No, right? I'm not used to that. I'm a Florida guy.
In Puerto Rico.
So I just kind of dealt with it, And then we had a show at the Abbeville Opera House, little town in South Carolina, which I found out was the birth and demise and death of the Confederacy.
Really?
You're kidding me.
But we had a great show there at the Opera House, over like 200 people in this nice little opera house, and it was great. And again, Mike Ellis booked it, and I got to work with Jay Bliss, who headlined that show.
How's the sound in a place like that?
Well, it's kind of funny because I was going to be the voice of God. Is Mike intro promo,
right?
And he was going to host the show, Mike. And so there was a Mike backstage, and he says, "You know, just say, and now your host." You know,
yeah.
I was going to do the, and I'm sitting there. He turned the fucking, he thought he, and I'm like, the credit thing stopped. And I'm like, and now here's tonight's host. And you couldn't hear it. And I'm like, what? And I'm looking at it. He's like, I'm holding the button down. And it looks like it's on. I'm like, it's not on. He goes, do it again. I'm like, it's not on. I'm like, all right, I'll do it again. But nobody's hearing it. And he goes walking out to nobody. So that was either way, it worked.
Perfect.
So, it was fun.
She had one of those old megaphones, a Bodie Adult.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because they probably had one lying around in that. If it's that old,
they
would.
Yeah, probably.
In the prop room,
My luck, it'll just be a prop, and it doesn't even really work.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a great time there, and fun time, I mean, except for getting sick. And but the worst part about this thing is driving home. And this was in the boonie part of South Carolina, so I was driving through all this.
Is there any... other part of South Carolina.
That's a good point,
you know,
Peter.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't. Good point.
Yeah, I'll see the big city out there and little blood tussle.
All I know is what is one of the worst things you could do when you're on the can happen to you when you're on the road?
Fall asleep.
Well, first of all, accident.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
Flat tire.
Right there. You go.
Car breaks down.
In your case, have to make a duty.
Why in my case? Would I have a problem when I take a dump?
No, because I don't know how long you can go
without one.
Toilets.
I don't have any problem. I'm not like...
No, but you're eating on the road. You're fast fooding it.
No.
That's the worst
part
about
sick.
Traveling.
I really wasn't eating that much. And I got a gift. Somebody there got me something that I couldn't partake in because I was sick.
Oh, that was worse.
And then, you know, you long drive home, you can't smoke. So so now I'm driving home. I'm basically an hour into the drive, and you get that low tire pressure thing.
Oh boy!
And I'm thinking, oh man, I hope this is just because it was cold,
right?
You know, I just hope it's a change of temperature.
You in your Volvo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure enough, I pull over to a gas station. There's a friggin' nail sticking out. It can't even be in the middle of the tire. You know what I mean? In the middle of the tire, you get a plug, go stop somewhere. Hey, plug it.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
$25. No, it's sticking out of the side. Are you kidding me?
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Well, there was some sort of debris in the road. Some guy ran over.
It was probably the headliner.
There was some debris in the road.
Probably blew him away. So he got pissed off. Jay, he put Jay a fucking fun. Nail in your
Jay Bliss did great. And I headlined Wednesday night, so hope got. Although it was funny, that, I don't want to mention, there was an older lady who featured, who, mm-hmm. and she was like, she told the booker, she should only headline. She's been doing it for a long time.
Right.
And she goes up, does a great job on Wednesday. And then she comes up to me before. There was an intermission, which kind of, you know,
right
after her.
Oh, that's a little silly,
I know.
Isn't it?
Well, they wanted to sell drinks.
She took her teeth out?
No. She pulled her panties over her head, Peter, if you had to ask. No, she. So they had an intermission. So she comes up to me after during the intermission. She goes, oh, boy, I hope. I'm sorry. I got really, what I did. I hope I didn't make it too difficult. I go, I'll be all right, sweetie.
You know. She didn't know who she was fucking with.
No, I'm going
to
tell.
It's too hard for you to go up.
I'm going to tell jokes from this century, too. So.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to give me a break.
Holy shit. As Lenny Chavis would say, I met a bro who claimed she fucked Magellan.
Magellan. She was so old, she blew Magellan.
Met a woman at the
pool. He's gig. Century Village, which century were they talking about?
Right.
The god so old, he's dressed in medieval armor. Thou shalt not go in there. And
London Lees was better with the Century Village guard.
Yeah,
with the guard had a seeing eye dog. The guard.
So she comes up to me. She says, "I hope I didn't, you know, like make it too difficult for me." And then, you know, I tell my Ron Jeremy joke, and you know the punchline.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and she comes up to me after. She goes, "I don't want to say, you know, I wanted to tell you this in case anything, but I do a joke like that." When I do these nude cruises. Meanwhile, she told me before the show she saw a couple of my videos.
Right.
I'm like, this lady's stealing my shit, man. And she's telling me I'm going to steal a joke.
I would sue her.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Record one of her show. Go up there.
Yeah, straight up.
In like maybe blackface here in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go to a show.
That's the dumbest idea.
Yeah.
Already.
I put a beard on.
I don't want to hear the rest of this shit.
Go dress up as a rabbi. South Carolina, you won't stick out at all.
Yeah.
Put the long beard on, the funny hat, the payas.
I sold a lot of Ancestry.com shirts, by the
way. Did you really?
My Ancestry.com shirts are overpassing my All Richards or Dick shirts in sales.
Really?
Yeah. And I think because I just sell them better, I just tell a better joke with them.
It's also a certain percentage of Richards that come to you. I mean, how many Richards are you going to buy? I have a friend named Richard. I'm going to buy him that shirt. No, but you do.
Yeah.
But they're all fucking each other up there, so you're going to sell it. You're going to sell a bunch of Ancestry.com shirts.
I would
course,
think. I was hoping for that type of.
That's almost like that's what you give for your sister's cousin, your sister and your cousin for for Hanukkah.
So any rate, so now. I'm driving.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Wow. Sorry, everybody.
My dog.
Gefilte fish for lunch.
My wife lets my dog out earlier before you guys get here.
Uh-huh.
He goes out, pisses, runs back in. And then, what's he do? He shits in the floor.
Because he heard Eldrin was coming.
Yeah. He didn't want to miss Eldrin's entrance.
It was a present.
Eldrin.
Yeah.
See, dogs do that.
Listen, so here I am driving home. I'm an hour into a 9.5-hour drive. And now I got a nail sticking out the side of my tire. Can't be patched. The freaking gas station I pulled over to put air in, it wasn't even open, and the air tank wasn't working.
Wow.
So now I'm like, all right, I got to put on my donut spare.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I did it pretty quickly.
Nice.
I could have been like one of those people in the pits, you know,
but
you
weren't trying to stick around that much longer.
And it was
either.
Cold.
Yeah.
And I thought I didn't have to put on warm clothes. It was like 25, 30 degrees out. I didn't want to, you know, I had shorts, like cargo shorts.
Which side was it on?
The right rear tire.
Okay. So at least if it would have happened on the highway, you would have pulled over. You would have been on the safe side.
Yeah,
because if you're on the fucking
you
driver's side,
if it happened
when something
on his
pops
side with
in
the weight on that side of the tire, put it all over.
Yeah,
that side of the car. What are you laughing at, man?
So, so now I don't have it. Now the worst part is I put the donut on, and the donut's almost flat.
Oh, no.
I'm like, plus, you shouldn't really drive over 55 with those.
No, you can't.
Donuts.
Sure, you can't.
You
You're
can't.
Not supposed to,
you
yeah.
can't drive over 50.
Oh, no, I drove 80 with that fucking thing once. I swear, I drove to West
Palm. That's why you keep getting a fucking accident.
Listen, it's just my retirement
plan. Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah. Peter doesn't have an IRA. He just has, like, oops, I'm sorry, I slipped. Yeah. That's his.
Oh, is that the break?
Yeah. So all right. So now I'm driving slowly to the next gas station to fill up the tank. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, right, Adam. And then was it'll fix. So I changed the flat. So now I'm driving. I put air in, of course. I put 60 PSI.
Wow. Because
that's what the donut needs.
I watched that the other night.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, it's a good. No, it's CSI.
Oh, sorry.
So I had it.
60
so
PSI.
So I fill up the donut. Now I'm on Siri. Right. Siri, find me the closest Tires Plus. Because I bought the tires at Tires Plus. I got Road Hazard. Thank God I got Road Hazard.
Oh.
Right, and I just bought these new tires in October.
Yeah, so 2016. Now you drive a lot though, man.
No, but
you put a lot of miles on your freaking.
So now I'm driving up. No, Siri, it says okay, go back an hour and a half. I'm not going fucking backwards. So then, thank God, Tires Plus is going to be a Firestone place or a Tires Plus place. You know, I got to give them your number and your warranty and all that stuff should be in there. Good. I'm driving an hour and a half because there's nothing in bumfuck South Carolina.
On a donut.
Yeah, on a donut.
An hour.
I got the hazards on like I'm driving Miss Daisy on highways doing 45, 50. People are zooming by. You dumbass.
See, but if you were in Miami, you'd have two Cubans pull you over and say, I got a tire for you. You know, they would fix it. They could, you know, I'm a baldy. They put a fuck. Go ahead.
Adam Murray says, Pat Garrity, comedian who drives all over the place, never ending comedy tour. Drove on his donut 80 miles an hour for several years.
Right.
And here I am, worried. I put the cruise control at 50.
Right.
Like thinking, I don't want my luck, the thing will roll off.
My car will
cream into a fucking ditch.
They'll stop you for driving too slow on a highway, by the way.
Well, I had my hazards on.
And you're allowed to drive with your hazards either.
Well, what am I going to do?
Drive is 55.
Well, I'm going to sit there in the middle of South Carolina and somebody helps the road ranger.
Well,
finally, I start getting this. I drove to like almost like Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, shoot.
Which now this is a couple hours into the drive, driving 50.
Yeah.
And I get to a Firestone dealership, and the guy says, "Oh, we don't have that tire."
No.
You have fucking
way.
Firestone. You don't have that tire.
Right.
No.
Thank
way.
God they sent me to another Firestone 15 minutes away.
And they had
get
it.
A tire. Good, great kid there. They were lying. He goes, "Dude, I'll take care of it." I told him I'm a comic. I autographed something. I gave him my Ancestry.com t-shirt. That was great. He took it out, fixed it real quick.
She fucks his mother. That's why.
He told the same joke three times now, Peter. Try to fucking be original. So I.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay.
You did. You keep saying the same
right.
joke.
Right.
So I. He fucks his mom. So I. So thank God. Would normally should have taken 9 hours. Took 13 and a half hours to get home on Sunday. Not feeling
sick.
Good.
Oh, you're sick.
Can't smoke. I was just fucking miserable. Okay?
Now you're home.
Now I'm home.
I don't know if you donut.
I don't know.
Off the car.
Yeah, it was a good donut. So I had a every time I couldn't stop trying. It was having a hard time putting it on. I'm like, I can't think when I'm trying to put a donut on instead of eat it. So by the way, and then there's two major accidents on the way home.
Ugh.
Two FedEx trucks over by PGA Boulevard crashed. So
anything in there? Fine.
No.
Oh, too bad. I'd be in that fucking thing and immediately.
So the trucks crashed. They're stopping. So it took forever to get friggin' home. Unbelievable.
Tom Hanks was actually
That was a plane crash.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Maybe in the remake. Maybe in the remake of what was that movie?
Castaway.
So maybe in the movie Castaway.
Yeah.
It's kind of be hard though to say it was a Castaway movie when he gets into a truck accident.
Yeah. I just can't figure out how this guy ate. For 4 years.
Coconuts.
Spearing fish.
Fish,
coconuts,
crabs.
Coconuts.
Any type of thing he can catch. You saw him throw that spear in the movie. He fucking
he
hit
caught
that fish from like 40 feet away.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And the guy was an accountant. You know, it's very easy.
Yeah.
The guy never threw a ball in his life, but you could, you know, spear
You're
a fish.
You're going to have to fucking make it happen.
Survivor. You think you can handle yourself out there?
Hell no, dude.
How long would
me?
You last?
15, 20 minutes. I'd want to kill myself. Listen, I'll tell you what. Without satellite or cable, I couldn't make it. Forget food. I'm looking for a television. How the fuck?
Well, I had. What's up, Brenda Lee? By the way, I had to scrape my window again because when I left, what's up, Skippy Sprinkles? And I had to, it was cold. When I left in the morning, like 6:30 in the morning on Sunday, it was like, and the car was.
Did you have to jack your car up in the freezing cold like that?
It was cold. It wasn't that cold. By that time,
you got metal. You're holding it. It's fucking cold.
It was cold, dude. That's so it was miserable. Cold. It was like 22 to 25 degrees.
And you had no gloves?
No, I didn't have gloves.
Right. So I'm saying, I remember that weather.
But I'm a man. I dealt with it. I did it pretty quick. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, because you're fucking shivering the whole time. Fuck, I got to get it done.
You look like the,
But I did have that
Daytona 500 pit crew.
Yeah.
But I did have that. But I did have that moment where I was like. Like I was thinking, fuck! Like, should I just call somebody to come and do it? I'm like, let's just get the because there was a slow leak. Slow leak with a nail. I was like, maybe I'll just fill it up, get it up again,
right.
Drive a bit longer,
right?
And then just keep fucking filling it up. But then I'm like,
that
the damn thing's gonna fly out in the middle.
A flat wouldn't work.
I'm not putting that shit in my tire, man.
No, right. You wouldn't do it.
If I got a spare, I'm just gonna put the fucking spare on,
right?
And put to my buddies in Tires Plus here in Coral Springs. Next time, I brought my car in for full service before this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Tire rotations, check all the fluids and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But somebody forgot to check my fucking spare.
Call 755-TIRE. That's 755-TIRE in Coral Springs for Tires Plus.
So probably I ended not. Up getting a. I ended up getting the like only 10%. The guy over there, Firestone, says I'm going to give you the minimal wear on it since it's been since October. So I ended up having to get a new tire. They had the size, but a more expensive one, of course.
Right. Always.
So it was like $80 for a replacement tire instead of $280.
That's good.
$280
for one tire.
Dude, yeah. I just replaced all four tires on my Corolla. It was like $450, $500.
It's a fucking Corolla, though, dude.
$500.
My car's got low profile, sport right. tires and shit.
Well, I know.
It's not, you know what I mean?
I used to be able to afford a Volvo. I had a Volvo. Remember?
Yeah, well, why don't you get into another accident? Why don't you go walk under a ladder?
Dude, I just had my, for April 20th, my Lincoln MKZ. Is that not a nice car? Yeah. Total. You saw that car. Yeah.
It was a nice car on the outside. The inside was disgusting, though.
Well, you don't know what went on in that car.
I can't believe how dirty that car was.
You have no idea what goes on in there.
Okay, yeah, it looks.
it was my office.
Looks like you had a family of 10 living in it.
Well, I rented it out tonight.
He sublived it. He put it on an Airbnb.
I had some homeless in there.
Peter rented out his car in Airbnb. No,
it was like Kramer at the parking garage with the hooker in his bag in his back of his car. Yeah,
that wasn't the one with the smell in the car.
Do you know my friend? We were working at QAM in Power 96. This guy, he goes into the bathroom.
Okay.
Put his car keys on the sink.
Right.
Within 3 minutes, they were gone.
And
the guy goes downstairs, took his key, didn't know. Goes downstairs, his car's completely gone. He had a, an infinite, beautiful, gorgeous car, right? They found the car like 4 days later. Somebody had been like living in it. They were like, it was like, all kinds of fast food shit, condoms and things. And,
wow.
George Foreman grill on the dashboard.
It was incredible. He didn't want the car back.
He said,
no, we'll detail it, all the shit. He was like, so sold it. Flipped it. He sold the thing right off the bat.
It just reminded me of a couple things. Because I started thinking about, first of all, you think about the things you don't want to happen. Like, mm-hmm. Whenever I'm driving a long trip, I'm scared to look at the dashboard. Because I'm waiting for that light to come on,
I hate it,
or something come on.
It's
right?
The worst feeling,
right? You're like, oh, this what's going to peed me today, But then I started thinking about, okay, those are the things that piss me off. But then I started thinking about the simple things in life, some of the simple pleasures. I started thinking like, I got to take advantage. I got to start being appreciative of more of the simple pleasures in life.
Yeah, of course,
right? Just and you know what I'm talking about, Peter?
Yes, you went to the beach, saw a sunset. Okay, what else?
No. That's not a bad thing. There wouldn't be a simple.
That's a good one.
But I mean, a simple right. pleasure, like things you normally do as part of your normal day that you're like my wife busted her ass. That's too good. My wife busted her ass. I don't know if you haven't noticed, you guys ran right into the studio. But she's fixed that. When I was gone, she cleaned the whole house. It was funny, though. One of the blinds in the bathroom, she put it on backwards.
She had her boyfriend was here.
She put the and you're supposed to pull the thing.
Yeah.
She had it upside down.
Oh, you're
kidding. I'm like, honey, great job, but. But she's do all the furniture.
Well, no, that's the new thing now. You have the you pull the blinds down from the top. I've seen that.
Well, it's not that, but
I guess
she was hoping for that, but it didn't work that way.
That's a new thing, by the way.
But I was thinking about sharing what you guys watching on Facebook Live. What are some of your simple pleasures in life? Like to me, one of my simpler pleasures in life is that morning coffee. The smell of the morning coffee.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's true.
Yeah. Getting up in the morning, you smell it. And then
the coffee too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The other day, now that you mentioned it, I was driving in my car. It was early before the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that moment of quiet. And the sun, I get in my car and the sun starts to come up, you know? So I'm driving and I see like a faint glow. And I look to my left and it's like in the reflection.
Right.
And your car was on fire.
I see like the moon still out too. So I'm like, oh, it's so cool. Beautiful. And then I looked a little closer and it was the reflection of my check engine light on the fucking dashboard. True story.
Really?
And it said, I have to get an oil change. My tires were low because it was cold.
Right. It's nerve-wracking, dude. I just got my boss just gave me a company car to drive around with this, you know, it's an Acura SUV thing.
Mm.
The second I start the thing, check engine light on, service, 14,000, you know, whatever the fuck. And I call and I go, listen, why would you do this to me? Why would you give me this fucking thing knowing that this, you could go another 2,000 miles like that?
Right.
I said, you do it. You get stuck on 95. And Belvedere.
So let me
get
this straight. The guy gave you a free car to fucking use, and you're bellyaching because the check engine, the shit's on, and you're worried about, you know.
He's also into me for, you know, quite a bit of dough. I don't want to.
All right, so you're working with somebody who doesn't know, hasn't paid you yet?
Oh, shh.
You brought it up, goddammit.
I know, it's a situation.
You know what I mean? How can you enjoy simple pleasures in life, Peter, if you're not even enjoying a basic pleasure of being paid when you work?
Well, you know, I do, and then things happen. But.
What does that mean, dude?
What does that mean? Fair, you know.
All right.
Never a borrower nor a lender be. That's all I can tell you.
You've got the worst fucking luck in the world.
No,
you're always getting hurt.
Big-hearted schmuck.
Well, dude, I don't know about that.
It. I am. Listen, I feed the blind. There's a guy who's in my development. There's a guy in my development. What's this?
Feeds the blind.
There's a guy in my development. This is really sad. This guy was born. He must have cerebral palsy. This guy sits. He's 59, and he comes to the pool, and he rides a tricycle.
Is feeding the blind like singing to the blind?
And he walks, you know, with a cane and shit. So, he's by himself. I invited him to my house for dinner one night, you know, and I should have put a drop cloth under this poor bastard. But I'm thinking of lending him out for parties for bartender. He could make a hell of a martini. Just put a shaker in his mouth.
I knew this was going somewhere.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't serve soup. He would have been starving. It's sad.
It's like that commercial. It was at the Geico commercial where everybody's sitting in those. They're sitting in the massage chairs.
Yeah,
that family's sitting in the massage
exactly.
chair.
Exactly. This is like dinner. Is what this kid is like without.
Right.
I got my kid. He's 59. Such a bleeding heart.
Peter feeds the blind.
I do, man.
And he sings to the deaf.
Oh, Christ.
No. That's good, though. Good for you.
No, I watch movies with the blind.
Yeah.
Actually, they have I live.
And I dance with the paraplegics.
I'm in a 55 and older community now.
Peter Leonard's going to have a charity dance event for paraplegics.
Yeah, I'm in a 55 and older community, right? So they have... I go to the first time I went to, they have movies there. They have all these plays. They have great rock. Oh, by the way, they have the Eagles tribute band there Saturday night. But they have some of the old shit. They have a movie, Elgin, on Sunday nights, right?
Okay.
I go to the first time I go to the fucking movie, and it was Murder on the Orient Express. They had subtitles in English for the fucking deaf people who couldn't. Said, I'm watching a movie and having to read it. How distracting that is.
Yeah, I don't like subtitles.
But it was in English, subtitles in English, for Christ's sake. So I'm thinking, what's next? They're going to put a Braille screen for the blind next week, you know?
That said there's in the drive-through ATMs, there's Braille. There's like
there
Braille.
Is.
Yeah, you can read Braille at the ATM drive-through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's scary. Oh, man.
That's interesting.
Well, let's get back to the simple pleasures, which I was talking about.
Okay.
You have any? You know, he has a simple pleasure driving early in the morning. I guess he was saying.
Well, when you can see it, just that time of day in the morning, when the sun is just coming up and you can still see the moon and it's quiet, no one's really out.
Yeah,
right.
I am not a morning person, but when I got up early, to take this drive, it feels great. No one's on the road.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, you're like, oh, this is.
You can nap while you're driving.
Yeah, take a little nap.
Cruise control.
Right. Imagine those cars now with that shit. Man.
Drive itself. Yo,
it's crazy. I've been in them. You've never been?
No, and I won't.
My buddy has a Tesla, and we drove to Miami, and he put it in his little mode and just crossed his arms and sat back, and the car just took us on 95. It was crazy.
Well, they got those cars that have, like, some of the cars have a thing, like, if you're driving between two semis, you press the button so it keeps the distance between both cars. Because when it was rainy, it was poor. But that's the other thing, too. That's Florida
crazy.
Has been raining.
Yeah,
you better build a fucking ark if you live in Florida.
It's been bad.
It's been rain. You know, it's been raining. That's all I heard is rain. And it was cold where I was. The minute I passed over the Georgia line into Florida, it was raining and never stopped the whole fucking.
Oh,
so not only am I driving forever.
Too, man. I hate driving.
And when people drive, there's like a semi and people can't go by. They're scared to go by the semi.
Yep.
Like pass the fucking semi. Because the
water that's flying over.
Yeah, they can't see.
That wave, it's
a
wall.
I can't stand it, man.
In that certain spot. And it's their blind spot. You don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's down to 51 this morning, they'll say.
Yeah.
Does that mean, what do they say, Brenda, tomorrow morning?
No, it's like 51 right now. Wait, down to negative 51 by morning. Where are they?
I don't know. It's just, here in Florida. It said down to 51 by morning time. So, but it was 22 degrees in North Carolina when I was there.
Had you put your heat on in your apartment?
No, not at all.
No.
My wife
put a sweater on, and it's not that cold.
Oh, my God.
Your wife's
we have a little baby space heater that we can bring into the room when we go to bed or wherever we are. But it's not worth turning the heat on.
Turn on the heat with 50 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When I was in South Carolina at this hotel, it's an older hotel. Yeah, she's in Winnipeg, by the way.
Oh, wow. Winnipeg.
Wow, it's freezing.
Winnipeg, eh?
Yeah.
So that's negative 51.
She's playing
hockey. I'm sorry, negative. I didn't see that little dot.
Playing hockey.
Negative 51.
That's insane. How could you live in that?
Well, yeah, that's
what do you do?
You
don't go anywhere.
You can't go outside.
You
got to
have a
frostbite.
You go outside, and you could die.
Immediate frostbite. Within 15 minutes in that weather.
All I know is I get into the hotel when I got to Abbeville, and it's like 40 degrees out. Oof. And it's an older hotel. There's no phone in the hotel, but it's nice. You know. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, it's so fucking cold. I had a jacket on. I'm sitting with the sheet around me and a chair watching TV. And I'm like, what? And then the thing on the wall says AC only. And I'm like, how can this place not have a fucking heater?
Oh,
and I'm looking around, and I see nothing. And I call downstairs on my cell phone. I go, I'm in there freezing my ass off in this room. Do you guys don't have a heater? It's like, yeah, there's one on the floor. There should be a portable one there. I'm looking around. I'm like, no, there isn't. And they're like, yeah, there's one. I'm like, oh, I thought that was a refrigerator.
Because
it had the you had like number on it. And stuff.
Yep,
like,
yep.
I don't know why. It looked like one of those wine coolers you put your wine in.
Where to blow the air from the top?
Well, they had a wall. They had, you know, they had central air, but they didn't have heat. So you had
like a small little space
heater.
Yeah, little
but it space
looked like heater. A mini fridge.
Yeah, no, but
it
I did.
Did.
He thought it was a fucking.
No,
I'm not paying for that shit.
Normally, they have a grate.
I'm
in
not
the front.
Opening that.
Normally, there's a grate in the front, and so the heat comes out the front of the thing.
Yeah, no, it was like one of these little wooden ones.
Yeah,
one of these Amish little, you know, thing. And thank God, I mean, I was freezing my balls. And they were laughing at me. The ladies down there, he was looking for Snickers bars. I don't know. And so that was kind of quaint. So that was my trip to the Carolinas. And by the way, for the shows, this Wednesday night, going to be at Muddy Waters in Deerfield, Peter.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we have a show. I'm headlining it this Wednesday night in Deerfield Beach.
Muddy Waters.
Ahmed will be there. Nadeem Awad will be there, I mean. Ahmed. Ahmed's coming to Tabellino's in May, so that's a different story.
When do they start doing comedy at Muddy Waters?
A guy named Sad Man Productions. I think they had their first show a couple weeks ago last month in January. In December with Ramon Garcia was the headliner.
Uh-huh.
And so we will be there tomorrow, this Wednesday night.
I'm going to tell you one thing about that place.
What?
They have the best key lime pie ever. They make the crust on the bottom with graham crackers and Cuervo Gold.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay, that's how. Okay, so it's homemade. It's famous.
Nice.
It's fucking delicious.
They got
delicious.
Good food there. It's not a bad place. There's an Asian massage parlor, the Seventh Heaven Salon, right next to it too.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
my favorite
like,
Chinese restaurant used to be over there too. It was called Peking, and Peking Tokyo in Coral Springs was the sister.
Yeah, but Peking Tokyo is closed.
Have they closed?
Yeah, it's gone. Wow. A while back.
Jesus, that was a good place.
Yeah,
too, man. They're all closing, man.
Yeah.
So were
Blue Martini and Boca closed? You know that?
No.
You know Blue Martini and Boca closed?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Center? Blue Martini closed.
Wow.
New Year's Day. They had a big fight with the city of Boca. They were sick of the bullshit.
That place was a meat market, man.
Yeah, and done. So Joseph's Classic Market's moving to there, to the mall.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's what we need, another fucking big food market.
Mm. It's big, man.
Anyway, and before we get this straight from the headlines, when I was on the road, actually when I was in Tulsa at the Looney Bin, I was working with Sean Jones, very funny comic, very smart guy, and we got into this conversation, and I thought it was very relevant because everybody's so crazy nowadays and on Facebook and stuff, and you know, and everybody's wondering what's going on. Listen, the guy said something I thought was very profound.
What was
it? And I think everybody listening to my voice and everybody else should consider these things. Every human being on earth should be concerned with these two things: responsibility and accountability.
Yeah.
We all know what responsibility means, right, Peter?
Yep.
Responsibility means not being on the phone while you're in a fucking podcast.
I'm making sure that it's being fed through my thing, so yeah.
Peter.
So both my friends can listen to the show.
Responsibility. Like, I mean, you think about responsibility. You have to be responsible.
Of course.
You have to be. You don't.
Everybody has responsibilities.
Right. It means like you got to take care of your wife.
Yep.
You got a responsibility for taking care of yourself.
Yep. And now I'm going to have a responsibility for taking care of a son. You know.
Responsibilities.
Responsibilities for myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody has their own
responsibilities. And worry about those responsibilities. Don't worry about, like, as a comic, you're responsible for writing your material. You're practicing, getting better. Right. You're not responsible for fucking ragging on other people.
No.
Well, no, that's just hating on people.
Right.
Just people need to be focused on what they're doing. And don't be worried about what everybody else is doing.
Don't worry.
Just do what you're doing. Be happy with what you're doing. Live your own life and leave everybody else the fuck alone. Let them do their thing.
Be responsible. And what I think is a big one that often goes missed is accountability.
Yeah.
If you fuck up, own up. Right? Nobody wants to hear they did something wrong anymore.
No.
Nobody wants to hear that. Ken Miller, comedian in Orlando, puts up, and that was very funny, goes, all these comics saying they never bombed.
Yeah.
Right? Own up. I mean, I don't know if I bombed lately. I'm trying to think of a time I bombed.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
But you can remember one time.
Ask
when
your
bombed.
Wife. And
everybody has one bomb story.
Yeah.
The night he got home.
Three times. He's waiting for somebody to laugh.
No, I didn't hear it.
You know, well, bombing, you know.
Bombing is that's right there. I can tell you all about
it. I just think, you know, I thought those two words, your responsibility and accountability, stick to it. Just those two things. Forget about everything else. Trust. You know,
but that's in life. That's in everything
But too many people, they don't have any responsibility. You know, they'll walk, they'll throw a piece of paper on the ground. You know, they'll get up in the morning.
You ready for this? It's funny you said that. Friday night, having appetizers at Frank and Dino's in
that place is
Royal
still open.
Palm Place. Right.
Deerfield?
No. They moved to Boca,
they moved from Federal?
Like 3 years ago. Yeah. Really nice location there in Royal Palm Place. Anyway, this guy walks outside. You know, Boca guy with the sweater tied around over his shoulder, tied over the, you know, and the white belt.
Preppy.
And then the wife, you know, the guy had to be about 70, and then the wife with the fucking makeup and the, you know, the fish lips. Goes outside. He's digging for something out of his pocket to hand his parking thing to the valet guy, and he drops like a wad of paper right on the floor, right in front of him. He looks down at it and does nothing. So I look at him. I go, hey, I think you dropped something. Might be important. And the guy, and it was probably just a snot-filled fucking tissue, right?
Probably.
So I actually stood as far away as you and I are, Elgin, and just stared him down.
It's waited
and stared at him.
Yeah.
And stared at him. And
you
he
didn't
looked
think
at me
maybe
and looked
you
at me and looked at me and he stared. And I stared back and I stared back at his wife. So he stared at me. And she said to him, why don't you pick up the piece of paper?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you pick the... And he bent down, he picked the fucking piece of paper. I said, you see, I care about where I live, buddy. You know, I'm sorry that you don't, but I care.
I was worried that the guy said he couldn't bend down.
Well, you know, maybe the guy... did you see the video of Peter in Publix?
Yeah.
With the dog. Someone had a dog in Publix. See, you're the type of person. You'll start conflict with somebody over a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yep. You know why? Because...
He's got an argument.
I'm sure you have it on video, too.
He lost it one time when... He gets mad if he holds the door open for somebody and they don't say thank you.
Well, I
said,
do too.
Did you see that movie?
I did it the other day. I opened the door for somebody at a Subway and they walked out and I said, I went, okay. And then she turned around and was like, thank you. I said, too late.
Right, exactly.
I walked
Dude,
in.
You saw that movie Falling Down, Michael
yes,
Douglas?
Yes, that movie is amazing.
Yeah. And people go, Falling Down? What are you talking about? It's the best movie ever made about frustration and pushing your fucking buttons and hitting that nerve and finally going, that's
he,
it. He I lost can't it. Take it. You know, boom.
He lost it. I want to watch that movie again now that you mentioned
so
it.
So do I.
I remember seeing that as a kid.
So
and
you would, you know
it
what?
It was so good.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it, yeah.
Right.
When he's sitting out in the on the stoop.
Yeah. He's just stuck in traffic, just getting, just in.
Yeah. He's had enough. He lost it.
Walking into a fast food joint like a minute
after breakfast.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That's horrible. Anyway, it's that time.
Pleasure. Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and hear and make fun of them. Fortunately, it's mostly from Florida.
Yes.
We got a lot of Florida stories today, I'm going to be honest with you.
When do we not have Florida stories?
Well, there are a lot of Florida.
Florida is a crazy state.
Florida, as they say. These people are so stupid here.
Florida. Even people in South Carolina are going, you're from Florida.
Yeah.
Our first story, Florida woman drops pants, licks man, dances naked in a Waffle House parking lot.
Ooh. See, I knew there was a reason why I liked Waffle House.
Yeah.
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 Pensacola, Florida, a Florida woman was arrested after she undressed and danced around a Waffle House parking lot before licking a stranger on the face.
Wow.
Bath salts.
That apple butter is good.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste a drop. It probably...
Yeah. You got some syrup on your face.
Yeah.
Freedom Rider Zobrist, 38, was arrested Monday in Pensacola. Well, your name's Freedom Rider.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say back up. Freedom Rider.
You know her parents must not have had all the oars in the...
Yeah. Wait, is this real person's name?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is Channel 10 News. Was arrested on Monday in Pensacola on lewd and indecent exposure of sexual organ charges, as well as disorderly conduct, battery, and assault. Says here, according to the police, at a Waffle House employee asked Zobrist to leave the restaurant due to her behavior. Zobrist later returned and verbally abused the employee. She also threatened to get a gun and shoot the man in the face, along with a restaurant employee's and customers.
And then she licked them? Isn't that what it said?
Yeah.
That was prior.
The following conversation walked to the parking lot and pulled down her pants, exposing her sexual organs. I thought there would just be one, but...
Yeah.
Right.
She then began dancing around the parking lot with her pants still down. Zobrist walked up to the Waffle House employee.
Would you trip?
And licked both sides of his face.
Wow.
Now listen, if a skank licks your face... You're not gonna let her get a second lick.
Going right to the hospital.
Yeah,
I want Physoderm. You want Physohex. You want to scrub shit biohazard material.
First of all, why would you let someone crazy like that get close enough to lick you in the first place?
After he was busy staring at her hey nanny nanny because she had her pants down.
Yeah,
you know, and she didn't realize how close
her hey nanny nanny.
Yeah. You know, her waffle. Her waffle.
With her pants still down.
He's having her waffle.
A witness said Zobrist also blocked his vehicle inside the parking lot and danced naked in front of his car.
Mm. I just can't figure out physically how your pants are down and you're dancing. I would fall on my face. I'd break my wrist again.
Yeah.
Try it. Pull your pants down and try dancing.
I will do that.
I bet you fall over.
Yeah, probably.
You would, right? Wouldn't you? But she was... Listen, if you saw the picture of her, by the way, she looked like a meth head.
Yeah, she was miserable looking.
I had to see her.
She looked like... Yeah, she looked like she had no brakes on her bike, so she used her face.
She looked like the guy from that Cher movie, you know.
A Mask?
Yeah, Mask.
Rocky?
That was Eric Stoltz played that character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great actor.
Linda Stein actually looks like that.
Who's Linda Stein?
This girl I used to work with. She looks exactly like we put her.
Thanks, that's relevant.
We put that.
Just in case she's watching. He looked at the camera.
I put it on her desk. The picture of the mask kid. It was so funny in a frame. It was so funny too.
I've almost gotten fired
from so many places.
And he wonders why he's not getting paid.
That's hilarious.
This is years ago, dude. My grandpa Al Lewis. Remember who Al Lewis was? And he was in the Munsters.
Yeah,
there was a publicity shot, and my friend Adam Silverstein, who I love, his mother looked exactly like Al Lewis. So I actually, he had a picture of his parents on his desk. I actually put Al Lewis's face over his mother's face. You know, thinking out the frame. And he didn't realize it was not his mother for about a month. Everybody else was cracking up and shit. We did so much funny shit, man. Oh, Christ, man.
Somebody says they can't hear sound. Is that, can you guys hear us?
Yeah, why would they not hear sound?
I don't know. Sometimes you play something else, all of a sudden it shuts this thing off, but it's coming through. I don't know. At any rate.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me through this, but I was wondering. Now, this is a funny story.
I hope so.
Because I fly a lot. A family kicked off American Airlines flight after passengers complained about their body odor.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they must have smelled really bad. Because some BO, I think, is... You have to expect it. Because some people are dirty people.
I don't want to
smell it. I don't want to smell it. But I... Listen, there are dirty people out there.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be a possibility you might be near somebody who smells, but how bad?
Yeah. Hopefully they wouldn't be on a plane.
Some people have been traveling all day, got stuck in an airport. You know, sometimes you got some days of dungies on you.
But some people never bathe.
Yeah.
Some people don't wear deodorant.
Listen, when you take a shower, what do you use? A loofah? What do you use? A washcloth? What do you use?
Oh, soap.
I know.
I use soap.
But you just put soap on your body
there? No, I have a washcloth. I use a washcloth.
I use a washcloth.
Yeah. And so I've used a loofah. I've also used this, you know, small sheep.
Okay. You know, he's a midget.
Yeah.
With a Brillo head.
What do you use?
Me?
Sponge?
Yeah, washcloth. Typical.
Once you use a washcloth, you get another one next time, right? You don't use the same washcloth every shower?
Well, you don't want to use the same one you rub your on your...
Right, because you wash your face and everything first, and you wipe your ass last.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know...
Oh, is that how you do it? Oh, fuck.
A little stinky face
God
over here.
Damn it, I was wondering why.
In Miami, a family vacationing in Miami told they were booted from their flight after passengers complained about their body odor. There's no body odor that we have, Yossi Adler said Thursday morning at the Miami International Airport.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing wrong with us. What's that smell?
Yossi Adler sounds a little Jewish to me.
Adler, his wife, and their 19-month-old daughter were preparing for a flight back home to Detroit on Wednesday night when they were escorted off the plane. All of a sudden, as soon as they took us off, they closed the gate, and then they said, "Sorry, sir, some people complained you had body odor, and we're not letting you back on."
Maybe it's the diaper.
Yeah, it's a pretty old guy.
No, they had a 19-month-old baby.
Hmm.
Maybe it shit itself.
I mean, there's a difference between body odor and shit.
Well, not to some people.
Well, they specifically said it was him.
The whole family.
The whole family smelled.
Everybody stunk.
The Adler said they were told their luggage would be taken off the plane.
Wow.
But that didn't happen, leaving...
With gloves.
They left the luggage on the plane, leaving them with only clothes on their backs. That stinky-ass clothes. They have our car seat, stroller, everything, they said.
Oh, wow.
American Airlines sent a statement to Local 10 News on Wednesday night acknowledging the reason for their removal. Quote, Mr. Adler and his wife were removed from the flight when several passengers complained about their body odor. The statement said they have been booked into a hotel for the night and given meal vouchers.
Had a shower.
And spray with the hose.
And some Axe body spray.
It looked like fucking Stallone in First Blood. You know, when they have in the bathroom with the fire hose.
They have been
cleaning them up good.
They were rebooked on a flight. They were Jewish. They were a Jewish family.
Sent a hazmat team in there.
The Adlers returned to Miami International early on Thursday in hopes they would be able to fly home. We stopped several people at the airport, and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smell?
She's now doing commercials for FDS.
Hmm. Because we just got kicked off a plane for smelling. Yossi Adler said he's frustrated and wants to know the real reason for them being forced off the plane. I want them to own up to why they really happened and to tell us the truth.
Nigel?
No, they're Jewish.
Are they Jewish? I see that.
The Adlers later sent text messages acknowledging they made it to Detroit and successfully reunited with their luggage and their stinky shit.
Can you imagine?
I wonder what it was.
What their luggage smelled like.
But what do they not bathe? Did they have a long day?
It could have been. I mean, I'm trying to remember where the hell it was. I couldn't take it. Well, I told you about the story. I was on a plane. Some guy shit himself in first class.
Terrible.
And we had a land emergency landing in Pensacola.
Right.
This guy shit all over the bathroom. Right. And did you read that story about that fat guy who was last week? That big fat guy in the Malaysia Air made the fucking flight attendant wipe his ass.
Oh no. Yeah.
Like yeah, it was crazy. Like, could you imagine?
No.
Like, if you are incapable of wiping your own ass, you should have somebody traveling with you.
Well, you shouldn't be traveling.
I mean, if you can't wipe your own ass, where are you going?
Or you should plan your shits better. I always plan it so I don't have to shit on the airplane. Well, you have to plan the timing.
Right.
There's like, nothing worse.
Why do you want to be up there? And come on.
Make a duty on
There's nothing
plane.
Worse than being on a plane and having to shit. Because, listen, I'm a big guy, but I know there's bigger people than me.
Right.
And when I get in there, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to take a shit in this thing.
Right.
I mean, I have no problem using public toilets or being at the airport before or after.
Yeah,
right.
But do it. Like, why do you want to be in the air? And then you make it's embarrassing. You have to walk out. There's people sitting right there.
Right.
They know
and you've been
you.
In there for 6-7 minutes.
Yeah, you know
got
what
the
mean?
Magazine.
When I was coming back from Tulsa a couple of weeks ago, we went through Dallas, but the Dallas Love Airport, not the Bush Air, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And every fucking bathroom, I had to take a dump.
Yeah.
Every bathroom had a line for guys trying to take a dump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I've never been in a line, like waited in an airport to take a shit.
Shit in the urinal.
It's crazy when you could be in an airport two completely different times.
Yeah.
And you're like, it has a line or it's dead. Yeah. And you have this every stall open.
Right.
Would you
use a handicap stall if you had to?
I'll do it. I love it. I'll use it. I don't care. I won't park in a handicap spot.
Right.
But I will use a handicap toilet.
Because you can't get a $500 ticket for using a handicap toilet.
You know, anybody comes in, hey, man, why are you using it? I go, look, the other ones were in Occupy when I got here.
You ever see that video that I saw on Facebook? It was so funny. This guy, you know, he's freaking out. He has to take it. He goes into the handicap thing. And then some guy comes into the wheelchair. And he comes out of the toilet, like, you know, pretending he's all fucked up. It was.
There's a bunch of comics that use jokes about the handicap, so using the handicap stall, and they come out acting retarded.
It was so crazy. Yeah. It was on a video. It was hysterical. It was this guy. Was
Here's a story. Silicon Valley landlord rents $1,500 studio to two cats. You like cats?
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter, dog?
I wouldn't spend $1,500 for put up the house.
In San Jose, California, two cats are living it large or living large at a $1,500 a month studio apartment. Their owner rents for them in Silicon Valley.
That's now, why insane. Couldn't they get like a two bedroom? They're two cats. Why can't they
well,
have
do you
own
want
bedroom?
To splurge?
I mean, that's insanity. They should have their own place.
Where a housing shortage has rents. It's so expensive to live there.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Silicon Valley. That's why there's so much homeless people in that area.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mercury News reports that the 20-pound, 9-kilogram cat named Tina and Louise moved to the studio in San Jose after their owner moved away to college. The student's father, Troy Good, was unable to keep them and asked friend David Kalish to rent him a kitchen-less studio so he could keep his daughter's beloved cats. The newspaper reports Good and his cats got a decent deal because an average studio apartment in San Jose rents for $1,951 a month.
Well, guess what? I'm moving there. I'm going to charge them to feed the cats and change the litter box every day.
I thought you could say you're going to move to California.
No,
you move there and wear
a
cat outfit.
Well, who's going to feed them? It's cheaper because it's kitchenless, right?
Right.
So the cats don't need a kitchen. They're not fucking
cooking. You need water.
Yeah, but you can supply that, come in, change it every now and then, but they have to have a faucet in somewhere, a bathroom you can get water from.
Yeah.
You can bring it in. If these fancy-ass cats, they probably have bottled water.
Yeah, probably.
Kalish says he feels bad wasting valuable living space on animals during a housing shortage.
That's ridiculous.
But he wanted to help a friend and collect the $1,500.
Yeah. It wasn't doing anything. Anyway.
You know, happened to love cats. He'd take him in his own house, but he said, you know what? I'm going to fucking rape this guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's a story, since we're on animals. Florida drug screening canine overdoses while searching cruise passengers.
Oh, wow.
I think he was a junkie and hopped up, man.
Port Canaveral, Florida. Officers were treated with anti-overdose medication after ingesting drugs while searching passengers heading out on a party cruise. Jake of Brevard County Sheriff's Office was screening passengers on an electric dance music cruise.
Oh, there we go.
Well, that's what happened.
EDM, baby.
The dog wouldn't stop dancing. He died.
What that strobe light went on?
The dogs has glow sticks. Yeah. Hey, man. Says here that Jake says a sheriff's office spokesman said that Jake suffered a seizure after inhaling some substance.
Mm.
A dozen people were arrested for trying to bring drugs onto the Norwegian Epic.
Hey, but that dog takes truth or dare serious, and they said, "I dare you to snort this." Yeah. He's like, "All right,
ruff ruff." Okay.
Only I'll do just one.
He had a binky in his mouth. You know,
Cruff the law dog. Was it McGruff?
Right. McGruff.
McGruff.
Was it
the crime
dog?
Yeah.
Take a bite out of crime.
That's why you always see me with those tennis balls, man.
Take a snort out of that Coke.
That's why I always travel with a tennis ball in my hand, man. I always travel with a tennis ball.
I remember when you told that joke.
Did you like that joke? You liked it, yeah. Didn't you?
He's like, a fucking drunk dog comes up to me, pulls out a tennis ball. Go get it.
That was a good thank you. He finally left it.
Drunk dog comes, pull a fucking bone out of your pocket. Get it.
Thank you. And at the club, I actually threw the ball across the fucking room. It was really
that's, yeah. That's hilarious.
Officials believe the dog ingested a form of ecstasy that was in the possession of Leslie Bennett.
Oh, see that?
33-year-old passenger arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance with prescription and possession of drug paraphernalia and equipment. What kind of equipment do you need for ecstasy?
Usually lollipops. I don't know.
Cruise worker noticed Jake's condition and immediately administered a Narcan. Which counteracts the drug overdose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dog was trying to hit on some chick. Hey, baby. Put his paw on her titties. Hey.
You know, it's a very
somebody
warm.
Pet me.
Well, yeah, the dog just started rubbing on everybody.
The dog's like, somebody pet me, man.
Everybody feels so cool.
Humping.
Nice.
After a week of recovery, the Port Canaveral Twitter account announced Friday that Jake was back on the job and showed no signs of his bad reaction.
Somebody's now smoking Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
You know.
And now he's got a bad addiction to EDM.
Right.
Ohio woman brings backpack full of drugs to court, hearing on drug possession.
See, that's not a bad idea.
What?
Yeah, here's a lady. This happens a lot. We did a story about a year ago. It's a video.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy was in court about drug possession. He was reaching into his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulled out a bag of coke. And a bag of coke fell on the floor.
Yeah.
And the fucking bailiff. What's
funny.
This?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, let's take some coke into a courthouse.
Right.
Ohio woman showed up to court on drug charges with a backpack full of drugs. Mm. Wow. Elizabeth Darlene Wilson, 31, of Minerva, appeared in a Minerva mayor's court on Monday and two counts of aggravated possession of drugs and one count of just being a dumbass.
Yeah.
Inside the multicolored backpack was 0.53 grams of meth and MDMA. 11 blue capsule pills stamped R3060, which appear to be amphetamines, and dextroamphetamine, extended release pills, according to the drugs. A pipe with residue used to smoke or inhale the methamphetamine, along with a paper clip with residue. That's paper clips are good for cleaning out the bong.
Yeah.
Right? Under hot water. Identified as Garbanth clear bag, marijuana bud weighing 2.32 grams.
Wow.
And a glass pipe with a burnt marijuana residue. Oh, those aren't mine.
Those are the charges.
Yeah, it's not my bag.
Those are the charges they throw out.
I don't know
out,
who put man. This here.
They throw out those little bullshit charges. Nail it for the big pills and shit.
Do you see when they send out a message to people, they say, there's tainted drugs out there that have the Ebola virus. Please bring it
into
the police and we'll test it for you for free.
Yeah.
And then they go.
We had that story too. Back a couple weeks ago, they're like, actually, it didn't work. Nobody brought it in. They got in trouble because they were saying, be careful, there's drugs out there with Ebola in them.
Listen to this. This is no bullshit. 30 years ago in New York, what they used to do with these fugitives, the absconded fugitives, they would mail a letter out to the last address.
I was just going
to
say the same thing.
And they go, you've won $10,000. Come and pick up your prize. And these fucking morons would show up someplace.
The sheriff of Arizona did that.
They had the thing where they won the lottery. There's a big thing. They won the lottery.
Right.
Yeah, congratulations. You won the lottery. Like, Ed McMahon shows up with a check from the clearinghouse.
Right.
And they book the person.
That's hilarious.
3-year-old boy lost in the woods, hung out with a bear for 2 days.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. The Jungle Book. Him and Baloo.
Nursing.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I believe that story, dude. And the bear would eat that little fucking thing. Second story.
Well, it says hung out with the bear. It means that he was up in a tree. And the bear was down there, and he was hanging up there for 2 days.
What do you mean? I bet the tree, the bear was in a tree.
You think so?
I don't know.
Bears fly up. I just watched a video the other day. That bear flew up that tree so fast.
Yeah? They're fast,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Oh, they can climb a tree, man.
They got those claws.
Yeah, you don't ever run. If you're running from a bear, what they say to you do?
Shit in your pants?
Yeah.
What else?
Run downhill.
I don't know.
A 3-year-old boy who went missing for 2 days has told his family he hung out with a bear. Turns out it's just a gay
His
fat
name
guy.
Was Fred. I know. His name was Fred.
Casey Hathaway was found by professional search and rescue teams near Caton of North Carolina on Thursday. That's where I was.
I was going to say, he probably put the tire.
He thought
the
it was,
tire.
He was.
He saw your act. He put the nail in the tire and fucking ran
I
away.
I guess you got to be a dick about it, you know, trying to make fun of my fucking act. That, you know?
She's dazing.
I so credited you on a joke, and you fucking take
I
a
know,
dick
so
at
go
me.
Ahead.
What a fucking asshole you are. Casey Hathaway is found by professionals, says here that the county sheriff's office said they responded to a tip that the youngster was heard calling for his mother. Mommy! Casey was found entangled in thorny shrubs about half a mile from where he went missing.
I went to high school with her, thorny shrubs. Sexy.
In a Facebook post, they appear to have been since been deleted, his aunt said. He was still smiling when he was found. Says here that he said he hung out with a bear for 2 days. God sent him a friend.
Yeah.
To keep his keep him safe.
Okay.
So yeah, it was Yogi the bear.
What was he eating?
He got lost and found the bear.
He found a picnic basket.
Or how did he go looking for the bear? How did this happen?
Supposedly the kid was lost in the woods, and some bear pie, you know, brought him in,
picked
took
him up
him
by
in.
The back of the neck, like a cub, like a cub.
Come with
brought
me.
Brought him to the den.
Who the fuck told this kid to go in the woods?
Kids
Who's
don't
not
need to
watching
be told
this
to go?
Kid?
They got to arrest the parents.
How old is he, though?
Did you see that video a couple weeks ago? Three. Did you see that video a couple weeks ago where, you know, I think it was in L.A. or somewhere.
You make this
I don't remember where it was, where the bus driver had to pull over because this Spanish kid, little kid,
oh,
like
that little
four,
baby.
Yeah,
was
like three,
did you see
2 years old, was walking through the streets. And the father was like, oh, I don't know. It happened. He got the way. Anyway, our last story of the day. A Florida man learns the hard way he stole laxatives, not opioids.
Wow.
Hey, man, let's take this shit. We'll get really fucked up.
That's hilarious. It
says here, Pinellas Park, Florida, a Florida man thought he was being smart when he stole opioids from a medicine cabinet of a home where he was staying. However, Peter Handles, I can't wait for it to kick in.
I wonder if he, like, went to hang out or something, went to the movies. You know, that's the worst place. Go out to dinner with friends and then on a date.
Yeah. Hey, I just took all these drugs. I can't wait for the kick in. Ooh,
look like
that
idiot in that Jim Carrey movie.
Oh,
you know?
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reports say Emery was caught on video Thursday morning entering the victim's lockbox at the Pinellas home and pouring into the pills into his hand. The pills were labeled hydrocodone.
Oh,
acetaminophen, which is a pain medication that can be highly addictive. However, the pills themselves are actually equate gentle laxative. With a long rap sheet, Emery was arrested and booked on felony charges and left in the bathroom to shit his brains out. When I was a kid, I accidentally took, I thought it was a Hershey bar.
Uh-oh.
I told the story on the when I don't know, I was like eight. Uh-huh. So I'm like nine. I thought it was a Hershey bar and the fucking, my mom always had chocolate.
Right.
We have Kit Kats.
Yeah.
You know, Reese's. And I thought, look at it. So I ate like almost half a bar of X-Lax.
Oh, my.
And then, you know, my ass turned into a fire hydrant.
I'll bet.
Lost 10 pounds.
That's hilarious. Incredible.
Maybe that's what I'll do now when I want to lose weight.
That's insanity, man.
I don't know if that's a healthy
No?
option. No.
Yeah, you get dehydrated.
Yeah. And you're shitting all day. It hurts. It fucking is painful. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Well, who the one wants to shit all day anyway?
Sometimes you got to.
Yeah.
You ever drink magnesium citrate? You get the bottle from Walgreens, you drink this, it tastes really sweet, 7-Up or something. And then you better not have anywhere to go.
you haven't had a colonoscopy
But it cleans
yet.
You out.
You
no.
You had a colonoscopy yet?
No.
You had a colonoscopy yet, Dougie?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you had to prep
you
for
had
that.
To, you had to take the pills, you got to take the drink. It. And you take the pills because the drink is horrible.
Well, the pills now, but you still have to drink 8 glasses of water. You have to drink 64 ounces of fucking liquid.
That's a lot of water.
You know, along with this thing. They say Gatorade or whatever you want to use, but just nothing orange. It's got to be a certain color.
Nothing red,
but,
I think.
Right.
Or
you know, and oh my God, dude. As I gave this joke to that, what's his name? That comic from who does it, colonoscopy jokes. I shit food I had eaten yet. You know? You know?
Yeah.
All I know is they gave me a choice of taking these pills, which are like mothballs.
Yeah.
They're hard to swallow. It's like they're like furry ball. Like, you know what I mean? They're textured. Like, it's like hard to swallow.
That's gross. You
didn't have
take
those.
A furry pill?
Yeah, dude. They're big pills, and they're like they're hard. They don't like.
So
smooth.
How the hell do you swallow it?
You can swallow it, but listen, unlike Peter, I don't swallow. A lot
I
of
think
shit.
About trying to swallow like a cotton ball or something.
I don't swallow balls like Peter does.
Yeah, not the balls. All
right. But you know, you can either drink. Everybody said no. The drink is really horrible. You can't. You taste like shit. You So just you got to just swallow. You got to take like four. You got to swallow four of these pills like every couple hours.
Yeah. Okay.
And then like he said, and then that's the night before.
What do they do? They grow.
They do. They clean you
something?
Out. No,
dude,
they you clean just, you out.
You're like done.
You cleansed.
Yeah.
You the, like you said, I found car keys.
Yeah, you're no longer.
Is it
know,
painful?
Old fucking gum I swallowed when I was six.
Yeah, yeah, two nickels.
It's not painful. It's just you just sit on the toilet.
No, but it's liquid. By the end, you just it's you.
You know those guys that wear those like those jet skis. Like those, that's what you feel like your ass is.
Right.
You feel like you're going to propel yourself off the toilet bowl.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Rushing out. Like,
yeah, it doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, no, it's not. But and the colonoscopy itself, you go to bed, you get twilight, you're out, next thing you know, you wake up.
That's the greatest drug ever.
Yeah.
Mm. Twilight, it's called?
Yeah, it's called Twilight. It's that shit that Michael Jackson loved. That's what,
you know, oh, it's really?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. When I was in the hot, when I broke my wrist, when I went in the ER at Delray Hospital.
What's it called? Propofol?
Propofol. 8 weeks ago, they said, listen, you are jacked. I don't take the whole story, but it was dislocated, broken in three places.
You got a good scar.
Thanks. So the guy said to me, listen, we're going to cast you tonight, but you got to go see. You need an orthopedic surgeon, like a good one. And he said, but we're not. I can't cast you like that. We're going to knock you out. And the guy said to me, we're going to give you something, and you might get some really strange dreams. Thinking, I've had six surgeries and I've never had that. They knocked me out, dude. I swear to God, as I'm going under, I thought I died. I swear to God, everything was white. I heard music that I've never fucking heard in my life, like orchestral, whole thing, and people talk and things going on. And I swear to God, I thought I was checking out.
Sounds like some good shit.
Scary.
Sometimes that shit can make. When I got my wisdom tooth pulled when I was younger. You know, they give you that the thing to knock you out back then. Mm-hmm. I didn't get this Novocaine. I was out.
Yeah,
and I could have sworn when my girlfriend at the time was walking out, the dentist grabbed her ass.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, he grabbed your ass when he was because no, he did it. Like he did. I
know you hallucinate.
Yeah, you see things.
I was fucking hallucinating. Yeah, hey, right. Really crazy, man.
Hey, by the way, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Elgin David for coming. He's got to run back to his wife now.
It's
make sure
always great to be here. Thank
coming
you.
In. We will be back on Thursday, guys. I know Chris Priester will be joining me. Part of the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour will be on Thursday. Maybe Minda. We're going to do a show on Thursday this week. And don't forget, guys, Wednesday, go to Muddy Waters in Deerfield Beach. I'll be headlining a show along with Diem Awad. There's some other local comics going to be on the show. Also, Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete. And I'm excited to say I've been traveling so much. Most of February, I'm going to take it easy.
Wow.
I got to get my post put in for my implant.
Right.
I got to probably get two wisdom teeth. Yeah, I'm getting big titties, Peter.
Nice.
And I may have to get two wisdom teeth pulled. It's going to be one hell of a fucking.
And by the way, you've missed a few Valentine's days with your wife. I know. I remember that. So this is one Valentine's.
Well, day. I'm hoping. I reached out to the improv because Brian Callen's going to be at the Palm Beach Improv.
Oh, wow.
I really want to open for him. I'm looking. That's the only gig I'll take.
That'd be awesome.
And big thanks to Lass in Tucson who booked me today. I got an email today. I'm going to be out there in July.
Sweet.
And don't forget, guys.
It's a great time of year to be out in Tucson.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go from the frigid cold in North Carolina to fucking the heat.
Don't you dare blow a tire.
You know, but here's the thing. I couldn't turn it down because I'm going to be in the Northwest. I'm going to be in Seattle, in Oregon doing shows for 2 weeks. I come home for 4 or 5 days. Jim Florentine's going to be here.
Nice.
At the last week of July or something like that doing shows. Mm-hmm. That Friday after the Monday I get home or Sunday, I got to fly out back to Arizona.
Wow.
You can't turn it down when you get a gig, man.
No,
you
know, of course
you gotta
not.
Say, no,
you
I
have
can't do
to.
It. So go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie. You should go to podbean.com. Donate to the show. Be a patron. Donate $1, $2 a month. It all goes to gas money for these guys. We're getting like $8-$15 a month right now. So that'll help. And that's it. How about you, Elgin?
Follow me on Instagram at Elgin David and follow the Five Alive series. Check out the show on YouTube, Five Alive Boy Band.
Peter?
Don't follow me too closely, but go to the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook.
There you go, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back Thursday right here at the same spot. Take care.
People
on
Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood where
waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being their light hit the ground.